What did you do in the summertime when you went to school?
I worked.
Where?
In Columbus, because I went to summer school.
Same thing, yeah.
Because I was like taking 2 years at one shot.
And when did you get out?
1941, 42, somewhere around there.
And
then I joined the Army.
Were you enlisted, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you serve?
In Fort Custer, Michigan, Fort Benjamin Harris, Indiana, and Camp McCoy, Wisconsin, with a ski troop.
Did you ever get overseas?
No.
When were you discharged?
43, I believe it was. On the CDD, certified disability.
Mm-hmm. What was your disability?
Double mastoiditis. Which I caught up in Wisconsin skiing. We slept outdoors, you know, the weather.
Have you been getting disability, or were you on disability?
No.
When you get out in 43, what did you do?
Went to work in a radio station.
Where?
Newcastle, Pennsylvania.
What station?
WKST.
And who did you work for there?
A fellow by the name of Townsend, who was a commander in the Navy on the station. He was the guy under Rosendahl with a lighter than aircraft thing, if you remember.
And
Sam Townsend was his name.
How long did you work at that station?
I was there about a year.
And did you leave it on your own? Did you
yes.
Quit or?
Oh, yes. No, I never fired. I left.
And where did you go from there?
From there, I went to WIBG in Philadelphia. Spent about 6 weeks there. I couldn't make it because there was no salary. It was like $22 a week. I just couldn't make it. Then I got a call from a good friend of mine, Gene Tracy, who was the program director of WKBN in Youngstown, wanting me to come back to Ohio, which I did.
And when, I stayed there. When was this?
About 44. Mm-hmm. I went back there. I stayed there a couple of years, or a year and a half, maybe. And then I went to Akron as a sports director of WAKR.
When was this?
1945, latter part of 45.
And how long were you there?
Until the end of 49. Around, no, 1950, I was there 5 years.
And who
Bernard
was
Burke was the president, S. Bernard Burke. Then I got involved in litigation. I've been in court all my life.
Excuse me, is he still alive?
Oh, yes, Bernard, yes.
Okay.
Has always thought very highly of me.
What kind of?
Even though we went to court together, he's always said.
What kind of litigation?
I signed a restrictive covenant. And every year my contract came up, I would ask for more money, and he would say, no contract, no work. I'm like John L. Lewis. And you're not going to work within 75 miles of Akron. So I went to a lawyer, and I said, this restrictive covenant is like, this is a thing of depriving the public of what they can listen to and what they cannot listen to. Actually, that's what we had boiled down to in our case, in our answer. Because I went across, to test it, I went across the street to a rival station. They had an injunction the next morning in court. I was in court the next morning. I did one night on the air, and I was in court the next morning. Injunction was granted temporary, and then we went to trial. And, of course, Akron being one newspaper town, and the Beacon Journal owning 49% of WAKR, the judge sat up there and could not make a move. There was nothing he could do. He's not going to be the judge again, that's all. So John Knight got involved, and the whole thing. And
John who?
John Knight, who's the president of the Knight newspapers, you know, the Beacon Journal. And some words were passed, some messages were given. So when he handed down his trial, lasted about 3 weeks. It was a very highly publicized trial in all the trade papers plus newspapers. Whether a man in my particular business, that anyone can say you cannot be on the radio or on television in any given area because you asked for more money and did not get it, and what relief do you have, and if in so doing, you know, in looking at other cases, you must pay. We even brought a fellow in from CBS in New York, who's from the legal department, that when they make any artist sign an artist contract, then in the restrictive covenant must also be written that if you're off the air for a period of time, you must be paid. So he brought this up, and the judge is not listening to anything. In his, what do you call it?